It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Lynn Neary, in for Renee Montaigne. In Southern California, winds have eased somewhat, giving firefighters a chance to gain ground. Major fires around Los Angeles have been contained, but farther south in San Diego County, firefighters are still struggling to contain them.
We had running and gunning fire for 2 days. The fire moved very rapidly. The flame lengths were intense. You know, we have firefighters on the job with 20, 30, 35 years of experience that said that they have never seen fire behavior like we saw the first 2 days of this incident.
That was Captain Don Camp of CAL FIRE. Around 10,000 firefighters have been working day and night for the last 4 days. Andrew Phelps of member station KPBS has been talking to some of the fire crews near the Harris Fire in San Diego County. He joins us now. Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Lynn.
What's the mood at this point among the fire crews, Andrew?
Well, morale is up and down. I mean, of course, we seem to be turning the corner here. I think today is the key day here because those winds that push the flames miles and miles across San Diego County are slowing down, which means firefighters can relax a little bit. And I met several of them at the base camp at Gillespie Field in El Cajon. I want to introduce you to Jeff Hoffman. He's sort of an avuncular man with soot all over his face, and I met him just as he was preparing to sleep for the first time in 4 days.
Yeah, we're tired. Tonight's going to be the first night we actually get to sleep. When something like this hits, the as many fires as there are, there is no 12-hour and 24-hour shift. Sometimes you go 3, 4, 5 days. You get a cat nap when you can.
Hoffman tells me he would sleep in his truck, stooped over a steering wheel until his back hurt, and then he would try to sleep on the ground until he froze, and then he'd get back in his truck. So not very comfortable to sleep for a couple hours at a time like that out in the field.
Now, I understand that the crews are getting a break now, but do we know that this is going to continue? What exactly is the prediction?
Well, the Santa Ana winds will slow down. All indications point to that. However, the fires are hardly contained at all. I think the Harris Fire, which is one of the largest, is only 10% contained. But because the winds are cooling down, it means firefighters can attack the flames from above with helicopters and airplanes. That's something they haven't been able to do a whole lot of. They haven't been able to, first of all, fly these aircraft in the wind. And second, it's not very effective to drop thousands of pounds of fire retardant when the wind is blowing it off target. And one gentleman I spoke with compared it to shooting a squirt gun into a fan. You can imagine you'd miss your target and you'd also get all wet if you try to do that.
Yeah. Are there any sort of organized relief efforts for the crews as they're sort of beginning to slow down now?
Well, these base camps are tremendous for the crews because for the first time they're able to come and get a 12-hour break. These aren't 8, 12-hour shifts they've been pulling. These are 2, 3, 4-day shifts. And they're able to get showers and meals and medical attention and go back out to the fires fresh. And it's the first sign that there are enough resources on the fire and that firefighters are containing the fire well enough. Now, one of the interesting ways that this presented itself to me was I met a masseuse who was giving massages to the firefighters at the base camp. And she said that she had arrived with her girlfriends every morning at 8 a.m. since Sunday, and there was really no activity at the base camp. And all of a sudden, yesterday afternoon, they all started to arrive.
What is it like to be on these crews? What kind of work are they doing?
Well, Jeff Hoffman, who I spoke with, was trying to save a small community of houses from being burned to the ground. It was surrounded by walls of flame 20 feet high on three sides, and they were trying to prevent these houses from being completely encircled. If you can imagine the effort that goes into saving these houses, there were 4 strike teams on this particular group of houses. That means there's 20 fire trucks focused only on the houses, focused on keeping them out of harm's way. And then there were other teams focused on keeping the fire contained, changing the direction of the fire. So Jeff Hoffman has a big truck with a fire hose like you'd expect, and he's trying to keep one front of the fire contained, and other people are digging ditches furiously to create a line around the fire. Hoffman told me that they actually weren't able to save that neighborhood and that they got jumped by the fire, and he seemed pretty defeated by that.
Thanks very much for being with us, Andrew.
Thank you, Lynn.
Andrew Phelps of member station KPBS in San Diego.